VKP. This is KO4 VKP. KO4 VKP.
KN4 TSW.
Doing well. A little before noon, I guess. This is Josiah. I am down in near Livonia, Georgia right now. Gain a little on my microphone. Do you mind standing by while I switch it to mid to see if that changes my tone at all? I don't know if I dropped down in a hole or you did, but I didn't catch anything. So I don't know if you're still there or not. This is KO4 VKP.
Thank you. I'm on a handheld inside the house, and that, so I might not be getting out real good. Go ahead and make your try.
How do I sound now? Is it better or worse?
Sounds the same to me.
I'm not sure exactly what it changed, but I guess I'll just keep it on the previous setting if it doesn't make a difference.
You're eating your microphone a little too much. My name's Tom, and I didn't catch who was on the other end. I think you're Josiah, KO4 VKP and 0TR.
Oh, is this sounding better then?
QSL. The other station on the handheld? Go ahead, sir.
Ken, KN4 TFW. Just working from home. Heard him calling out.
Roger. Well, I think it's Josiah. And you're much better off if you don't eat that microphone. I think we all have been guilty of that, and I hope I'm not doing it now. My name's Tom. Go ahead.
Hey, Jim.
Go ahead.
I wanted to say good morning and hello. Hope everything's going well. And Josiah, your radio does sound a little better, backed off from the mic. It was a very little difference between the settings on the mic gain, if that's what you were changing. I think backing off the mic and just speaking in a normal tone is your best bet. So, anyway, just my 2 cents. M4WHM.
But is appreciated, and I will continue to experiment a little bit with how I hold my mic. Thank everybody.
And Josiah, you sounded just fine then, and I think that solved it, and Bill concurred with my findings. Go ahead, Ken.
Is that time, Josiah? I'm on fine with Tuesday 73. I gotta get back to work. KN4 TFW.
Well, Bill, good morning. And, yeah, sometimes those radios have, it's been a long time since I messed with menus, but, they have a half deviation setting in there, in the menu, and that helps some at times if somebody's overdriving the microphones. And, of course, it varies as to the characteristics of the mic. Beautiful day out there, a little on the cool side up here. Bill is 39, and, oh, we have a 3 to 7 mile an hour gust out there in 4WHM and 0TR.
Well, it's a nice, balmy 36 degrees here in Hartwell with a 7 mile an hour wind. Changed as I was looking at it. And the weather station says it's going to be about partly cloudy for the rest of the day, but so far I don't see any clouds, but it is a beautiful day, just a little on the cool side.
Ken, I don't know if I'm correct in this or not, but I had the radio on, but was busy yesterday. Are you at home sick?
So I don't know if that's what did it, or just me backing away did it. But yeah, I like it a little warmer. I've been working outside and it's a little cold.
Yeah, you sounded great there, Josiah. Ken, are you still there? Or are you at home sick? I thought I heard that yesterday.
went with COVID on Monday, and but by Tuesday afternoon I was a lot better, but they won't let me go back to work until I test negative, and I go for a test on Tuesday, and then if I'm negative on Tuesday, then I get to go back 5 days later. So we're looking at like the 18th, so I'm working from the house.
Got that. Bernice and I got all three shots, and they didn't bother us a bit. And so far, knock on wood, we've been able to avoid it. And they say if we do get it, it shouldn't be near as bad. But I think the biggest factor in the severity of it is you're young and I'm old. And as older folks, it stands a good chance of killing us, so we got the shot. Anyways, Bill, you go ahead and pick it up and turn it over to Josiah. This is N0TO.
Ken, sorry to hear you having those troubles, but glad you're feeling better and able to work from home. I'm rotating some of my staff just to work from home on the precautionary side. Since we can do IT support remotely, so it's all of our students come back next week, so we'll have daily population of about 50,000 on campus, 39,000 or so students, and the rest faculty, staff, and visitors. So I'm sure we're going to see an uptick in COVID-related illnesses. So, but. Yeah, Josiah, it's definitely cool out, and if you've been working outside, then yeah, it's been cool. Hands get cold, and that's what makes me cold. So I have to keep me a pair of gloves around, and like you, Tom, I've had all my shots and boosters, and I'm middle aged, so I'm still worried it'd be rougher on me than the 20-year-olds. They seem to get it and spring back the next day, but who knows? Over to you, Josiah. N0TR. N4WHM. All listening.
It's definitely cold, like you said. I have not gotten any of the vaccines, and I'm going to keep it that way. If you look at how fast they push them out, I wouldn't take it even if I got vaccines. I had a bad reaction when I was really young, and the doctor that my mother took me to told her that I should never get another vaccine ever, because next time it could very well kill me. I think it was a 140-degree fever at age 2 and was, like, convulsing and stuff. So I just blame it on that when everyone questions my... sorry. I had met brain damage when I was little. I can't help it. I use that as an excuse, but... well, not really, but... Anyways, yeah, I wouldn't get it. And natural immunity is better anyways. And on top of that, multiple people around me have gotten it, including my fiance, and I did not get it. So I don't know if I got it a long time ago and didn't even notice, or I'm just basically naturally immune to it. I have no idea. But that's my opinion on it anyways.
Dropped out. This is N0TR. Well, Josiah, to each his own, and I understand. Although that is a dead virus, it's not a live virus, so you can't get COVID from it. It's like the flu vaccine. It's a killed virus before it ever goes into the inoculation process there. And you're quite wrong on they kicked it out so fast that they never studied it. They studied it for 20 years as the SARS virus. And my nephew's a medical scientist, and for 40 years, and the CEO of a drug company. He said they've been studying this for for the last 20 years before this come up, and they just went ahead with the vaccine, but I can understand why you don't want to take it, and there's no problem there, no argument. But some of your information wasn't exactly right. But I'm glad that maybe you got an immunity to it. I have congestive heart failure. Both my lungs collapse. I don't think I want to run into that stuff. And there's about, I don't know what it was, Bill, 10,000 a day now getting it in South Carolina. It's unbelievable. Hours and hours of waiting in line to get tested. So it's not a good thing by any means, but it's not supposed to be as rough as that Delta variant. We'll just hope that we can stay away from it. I'm glad you can work from home, Bill. In 4WHM in 0TR.
Yeah, I agree with you, Tom. COVID itself has been around for a long time, and this is just a variant of it. At the root of it, COVID is almost the common cold. It just keeps mutating differently. And like I said, they've been studying this thing for a while, and were able to push out a vaccine. It did happen fast compared to normal standards, by all means, but it was because it was needed. I've got no issue with anybody that decides not to take it, that decides to take it, that gets one shot and decides not to take the other shot. That's what democracy is about, and that's why I hope the government doesn't try to continue with these mandates, and it's the Supreme Court that's looking at the cases right now. We'll leave it up to the individual and not the government, because I'm all for government and their role in the society, but the role of government is to serve the people and not mandate what we do. So I'll get off my soapbox now. But other than that, like I said, it's a beautiful day. I'm looking out the window, it's clear blue skies, and it's popped up a whole degree to 37 degrees. So it's heat wave going on. M4WHM.
And I wasn't referencing the actual COVID hasn't been around for very long. It is the vaccine itself has not been around for very long, and under normal, anyone who can tell you that normally they go through a lot slower testing to see any negative results or impacts from a vaccine before they push it out. I have multiple family members who are actually very pro-vaccine, not in fact were upset that we were not getting the vaccine, and they're in bioengineering. And it was really cool how they were explaining it. They were explaining how there's two different types of vaccines. One of them is technically not even a vaccine, or several of them are technically, it's not a dead COVID virus that's in the vaccine. It is simply the spike protein. And the concept is that you put the spike protein in your bloodstream, which causes your cells, your white blood cells, to recognize it as a problem, and the spike is just the thing that the virus uses to inject itself into your cells. So then your body recognizes the spike as a problem and figures out a cap that literally covers the end of the spike and keeps it from injecting into your cell. And the concept is that you just inject the spike, your body then learns to recognize it, so when you actually get COVID, it blocks the COVID virus from being able to spread into your cells. The problem with that is it is a very small protein that has a tendency to not stay where you inject it like they intended it. It doesn't always spread. It's not, it's not the end of the world. but it has this particular type of shot has not been used very much. And so not that the virus itself hasn't been studied, but that the vaccine slash shot itself is a comparatively new idea to try to stop it. Anyways, I just like Bill said, I don't care. You can get it, you cannot get it. It's up to your own personal choice, like every other medical procedure should be in the United States. And I don't have a problem if that's what people decide or don't decide. I really, it's up to them. So I don't mean to preach or try to discourage you or anything. That was not my intention. We were just sharing our personal opinions on it, and so I was sharing mine. 73 to you, Tom, and 73 to you, Bill. I will be clear as I am going back to work. KO4, VKP.
Thanks for all the information there, Josiah. However, my nephew is currently working with four companies and getting them through the three phases of FDA approval, so I'll have to opt for his opinion. But the freedom of choice is yours, that's for sure. I don't have anything against that. Take care. Nice to talk to you today, Josiah. Anyways, Bill, what you got planned for today? We don't have anything planned, really. Go out and take care of the chickens and, that big army guy, that moose of a character, was over here yesterday, Chad, and picked up some wood, and I talked to him about getting some other wood down here. He said he might just bring the portable bandsaw down here. I'd like to see that work. That'd be fun, kind of like Life Below Zero, huh? N4WHM, N0TR.
Saw would be interesting to see. I've seen portable sawmills. We use them at our farm where we do the camping. When my friend was building his house, and so they're cool, no doubt. But as far as plans for the day, unfortunately, I have to go to a funeral. My brother's oldest brother's wife passed away a few days ago, and her funeral is this afternoon. So we've got to go be with family and not only mourn but celebrate in this next step in the journey. So it's been a rough Christmas for my brother and, well, for the whole family season, rather, but she's at rest now, and my belief is she's whole and healed, so I'm holding on to that and going to support my brother. So after that, I'm probably going to go play Parks on the Air and do an activation, get one in while we're still in this first week.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Bill. That's a rough one. My dad always used to say, we got to bury our dead, son, and that's the case. And how far you got to drive to go to that, Bill?
About 45 minutes south of here. It's at the lower end of Elbert County, right on the Washington County line. He lives right on the Broad River there. If you kept going, you'd run into the big metropolis of Tignall, Georgia. It's always better in Tignall, they say.
Well, Roger. And I can't say I concur with that because I never heard of it. It's like most people never heard of Pittsburgh, Kansas. Anyways, well, I seen your picture today on the bars email I got that Dave so graciously put up there of all of us. And That's nice to see. And Chad was up there right next to mine, by golly. And I just clicked on the link and went over to it. Oh, shoot. Well, are you going to do parks on the air on the way back? Or is it mountainous down there or what?
I'll probably bring Jenna home and then turn around and go back out. I can run to a park here in Hartwell. It's about 10 minutes from the house, and I can get out, get activated, and get my minimum contacts and be back home in an hour or so. It's a pretty quick trip when I'm here in town.
Now, are you going to operate CW on QRP, or are you going to operate voice on QRP, and in what frequencies?
I'm starting to study CW, but it'll be QRP. I'll be somewhere between, well, radio only goes up to 20 watts, but I stay in that 10-watt range. And hopefully I can get out and get my antenna up, and you have to have minimum 10 contacts for it to be a successful activation, and anything after that is just gravy. So, well, I need to run, Tom. Jana's calling me. She's needing something, so let me go check on her, because we gotta hit the road here in the next 15, 20 minutes. So, but I've enjoyed talking with you. Oh, and the band, I'll be on either 20 or 40 meter, depending on what the conditions are like, and where I can find a spot and find people. So, but anyway, good talk to you, Tom. Tell Bernice I said hello. Y'all have a great day, and go check on them chickens. Make sure they're not too cold. N0TR, M4WHM. I'll be clear on your final.
Pleasure's all mine. Always good to hear you. And glad you jumped in there. If you send me a text, I can listen up there, but I don't know. It depends on conditions. Usually on 20, you'd probably skip right over me, but you never know. And I can tell you this right now, you learn that CW, and you'll make a lot more contacts. I've made some really good ones lately, but I just do it all in fun. Well, God bless your family, Bill, and we'll talk to you later. In 4WHN, in 0TR, clear.